Yo, what's up? It's your boy Shane Sparks. Sorry about that. I'm sitting up here trying to do a million things, but this is Planet Dance. Please welcome. Oh my God. Of course they want to call me. But yeah, if you listen to this right now, you are live talking to Shane Sparks. And if you're trying to get in touch with me, you could call me. I'm going to give you all the number in a second, but I need to do something really, really, really fast. God, this is so crazy. Just to let y'all know, I'm in California right now, and it's hot as hell. And it's about 90 degrees already. So I'm about to do an intro real quick just to get y'all set up. And if y'all there, y'all there. If you ain't, you ain't. But get busy.
Welcome to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, Shane Sparks, where entertainment lives. Hear all the info on how the dance world works. Welcome to part one.
Yeah, because I do it through the online.
Find out what choreographers are hot, who's not, the up-and-coming, and new dance movies. Shane has exclusive interviews with choreographers and dancers you see dancing with. Justin Bieber, Usher, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Katy Perry, and many, many more. Learn the stories of how they went from dancers to superstars. And now, here's your host, world-famous hip-hop dance choreographer, Shane Sparks.
Yo, now it's real. I'm here for real now. It's your boy Shane Sparks. Welcome to Planet Dance. If you're listening to the radio right now, you're in the perfect place to be. It's about 90,000 degrees out here in California. I got my boy out in the pool with his daughter having a ball. I got a special guest coming in on the show today, Venice P. If you never heard of her, this might be the first time you hear of her, but she's so relevant right now. She's in the dance world. She's in the house world. She's a house artist, house dancer. It's one of those worlds that I never really, really got into, but I always hear about it, and I respect it a lot. So I chose today to actually bring somebody in that knows a little bit more about that world so we can get educated, and I can get educated. So for all you house dancers, today is for you. Yo, check this out. It's your boy Shane Sparks. I know I play this song every time I'm on here, but it's just like my favorite song. But right now I'm waiting on Venice to call in, so when she calls in, when I come back, we'll be live. Let's get it. This is your girl, Goodies, Katarina. Let's go. Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. Are you in? Is this you?
No.
Thank you.
Yo, it's your boy Shane Sparks. Welcome back to Planet Dance. Yo, I got my girl in the building, Denise B. She ready to drop some knowledge on y'all about this house world. I'm very excited about this. So check this out. Let me see if she's on the line. Let me see. Yo, check this out. It's your boy Shane Sparks.
Hey, what's up, Shane?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can definitely hear you, but we're getting like an echo. But let me go in here. Okay, so what's new? How you been? What you doing?
Man, just busy, man. You have to be busy nowadays, you know what I'm saying? And, full of exciting things to just do and stuff. Yeah, so what's been new in your world?
Well, it's a million things in my world, but it ain't about me right now. It's about you.
I know.
I want you to tell people where you're from, what you've been up to, and why you chose house music to be your genre of artistry.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks, Shane. Thank you so much for putting me on. I really appreciate you for this. Hey, world. My name is Venice Bequerfo. I'm from Sacramento, California, and, man, I've been a dancer all my life, but came out here to L.A. about 7 years ago. I had some hiatus and stuff. I wasn't here for the last couple of years, but now I'm back. I'm back on full force. I'm really inspired, really motivated. I had to go through some stuff in my life in order to actually put me in a, you know, situation where I am at right now mentally. And all I can say is I'm really ready. I'm so ready and everything. About basically what I do is I do many things, but my main passion is about dance. I am a house artist, and currently I'm working on a couple of house music, house songs. I do the vocals on it. I have a producer. I have two producers that are helping me build up my album right now for the house music that I'm trying to do. And since I love dance so much and everything, I think it's about time that we have an artist that not only, you know, basically just sings her heart. I mean, okay. Let me back up a little bit, okay? I'm talking too much right now, and I'm talking.
relax.
I know. I'm rambling on because I'm just excited. I'm excited to talk to you and just tell people, you know,
but
what's been up with me.
I have a question for you. Tell me how long you think house music has been around, and why is house music one of the last styles of music or dance to hit the planet? What's taking it so long, man?
Okay, well, you know, everybody has their own opinion, but my opinion when it comes to that is it has been around for a long time, and I don't think it's getting the love that it deserves. And, you know, some of the things that we were talking about earlier that we're not going to say right now on the show is like, yeah, you know, people have definitely not given enough credit to the dance world as it should. Like, dance right now should be bigger, but unfortunately it's not. And, you know, we all wonder why. But to bring house back into to the conversation, house music has been around for a long time. It actually started off in Chicago, and just a couple of DJs taking it from disco and then, like, mixing it up with, like, some break beats and what they called, they called it break beats before, and then mixing it with some disco and everything, and that's how house music, to me, was birthed. And then they took it on.
How do you feel about this? How do you feel about, like, Nicki Minaj, Chris Brown, you know, Neo, everybody adding house music to their style? You know, Neo's R&B, you know, Chris Brown's R&B, Nicki Minaj is more like a, you know, I say she's a hip-hop artist. What do you feel about that mixture?
I personally think they should leave it alone because, you know, I'm just being straightforward. I mean, there's definitely, out of those names that you mentioned, there's a couple of those people that should just leave it the heck alone. You know what I mean? I mean, there's some that, okay, they can, like Chris Brown, okay, I can kind of accept Chris Brown doing it because he's also dancing in it. I think if you're going to do some type of house music, if you're not going to dance in your music videos, just leave it alone, please. And, you know, because all that, like electronic music, whatever that you could, basically do to manipulate your voice, it just doesn't suffice it to be house music. I don't know if I'm making any sense right now, but basically what I'm trying to say is that if you're going to do house music, also not just bless it with your voice, but bless it with just your soul.
Well, movement,
and
yeah, movement, right.
Movement,
I
exactly.
Feel
that's what I'm trying
you.
To
like,
say.
Check it out. Like, it's certain things that happen, like when music starts getting, like, it was crazy because at one time all you heard was, like, electronic music, and then you had, like, Sierra coming in with, like, the old Planet Rock and all that stuff. And when she came out with that style, I loved it, and I still love it to this day. But the reason I accepted her doing that is because she was dancing exactly the way we danced when we used to listen to that music back in the day. I mean, Missy, when she brought, like, I forgot the name of the song,
yeah.
but... She had a song. There's an old song called Looking for the Perfect Beat. Then there's a song called Clear. And, you know, it's a couple songs out. And they took these songs and flipped them for today. And it was like one of the best things they could have done for music and for dancers also. Because back in the day, those songs, we could only find those on radio stations like WDAO or something like that in Cincinnati, like on the gutter stations that people didn't listen to. So when they played on those stations, and then when they stopped playing them, you never heard that stuff again. So then when Sierra came out, and she just dropped those, she dropped all that, all those just bomb songs. I can't think of the tracks right now, but all those bomb tracks. And I was just like, oh, my God, 1-2-step and all that stuff. I was just like, exactly, bringing it back, you know, and it gave us something to dance to. Missy giving us something to dance to. And I appreciate that. And I feel like this, if you're going to do a song that has something to do with dance, you better put some dance in it. You know, and you better be a dance artist, because then you're just kind of milking the cow, you know, and that's kind of disrespectful.
Exactly. So, the type of music that I'm, so you've seen the J-Lo videos and everything like that with her and her house music and everything, right? That's pretty much the style that I have, but I'm more so... very expressive when it comes to freestyle dancing. I'm definitely, that's where I would say my comfort level is.
Right.
And so,
how long have you been dancing?
I've been dancing all my life, Shane. I started off in ballet, quit ballet, tapped into, you know, some tap dancing, and then hip hop, jazz, modern, lyrical, all in high school and everything, was in a dance crew, and I had many different dance crew back in Sacramento. You know what's so funny? You know, I know you collaborated once upon a time with Jabberwockies, right?
Yeah, we actually did a show on ABDC where I choreographed a show with them. It was like one of the opening numbers for the show. So yeah, and I've worked with Fee forever. We used to travel together. You know, back in the day doing workshops and, you know, conventions. So, yeah, I dealt with them a lot.
Yeah. Big ups to Jabberwockies. They're now doing big things, you know, in Monte Carlo and in Vegas. That's really awesome. And I wish, like, most dance communities and dance groups would reach that far, you know. But, let's take it back a little bit. Phil Tayag, he's actually the head, as far as I know, the head of Jabberwockies, and he used to go to Sheldon High School, and that's in Sacramento, by the way, you guys. I went to Hiram Johnson High School, and our school and Florin and other different Sacramento schools would battle it out every year for a festival that we call Dance Fest. And we would battle it out with different themes and everything. And I'm sorry, you know, okay, I'm not dissing Phil or anything like that, but I'm just here to let you know, I used to dance with a cat, and he's amazing, but our school would definitely demolish their school and other schools. And so, our school, whatever styles we had, and again, that's a dish, you know, because it's all love. But, you know, the next following years, other schools would actually imitate or copy whatever styles we had, whatever theme, you know, that we had. So it's really just nice to see, you know, somebody, you know, from my hood make it, because there's actually a lot of talented people in Sacramento, if you guys, I don't know if you can
tell you that. I'll tell you this. When I was in my cruise back in the day in Cincinnati, I remember we thought we were the coldest group ever. in our head. Mm. So if you're in a crew and you're a dancer, you're going to always feel like that. It's not that you distant feel. Mm. That's the crew mentality. If you're ever in a crew and you think another crew is better than you, you need to get out of your crew. You know what
exactly.
I mean? Because and if you don't feel like you're better than them, that means y'all need to practice, y'all need to rehearse. Even if you're not better, you better think you're better, and you better work to be better, because we wasn't trying to walk around into the skating rink or the club or whatever, knowing that there's a club out there, knowing that there was a crew out there that was better than us. That's the worst feeling in the world, to go into a club, see a crew, and you think they're better than you. It's like you kind of like don't want them to dance, you kind of don't want them to see you. No. If we ever saw a crew that we thought was better than us, we would watch them, learn, watch their style, go home, make up something so cold to combat them, and come back the next week and smash them. That's how we were.
Exactly, exactly. That's how it is. So, you know what? I think you mentioned that you're not really familiar with the dance, with the house world. Is that I find it hard to believe.
Yeah, I'll tell you this, like when you grow up in different areas, you know, it's like if you live in the islands, you know, your style is usually based off an island style. You grew up in Chicago, you grew up doing house, you grew up in Cincinnati, you grew up doing like, you know, just like booty dancing, popping and breaking. Mm. You grew up in New York, you were the breaker, you grew up in LA, you know what I mean? So depending on where you were, what you was exposed to, that was the style you did. So I'm not a big encyclopedia on dance. I would never say that. You know, there's a lot of stuff I don't know about it. But I do know what I do, and I do know what gifts I am blessed with and gifted with, and I use those gifts. But when I saw house dance, I was like, I was blown away, because there's so many different styles of it. And everybody that I see do house dance, they do it different. When I watch ballet, I could watch 10 people do ballet, and they look exactly the same to me.
Mm-hmm.
When I watch lyrical jazz, a lot of it looks the same to me. When I watch house, and a lot of the hip-hop based dances, they're so different, because it's based off of what you feel when you hear the music.
Yeah.
Not based off of what you were taught when you were learning to do it. You know what I mean? Because the thing that's dope about street dance is somebody can show you how to wave your arms, they can show you how to pop, they can show you how to kick, they can show you all this stuff, but at the end of the day, you have the freedom to say, when I wave, I'm going to wave like this, though. When I pop, I'm going to pop from here. When I tick, I'm going to tick it like this. And then when I do this, I'm going to put all three together at the same time and then turn it into my own thing.
Exactly.
And that's why what we do is so special, and that's why nobody likes it, because if you're not from that creative world, then you don't understand it, because most people have to have some type of guidance. Most of the dancers in different genres, if you don't show them step left, step right, throw your hand here, wave this, put this, you don't tell them to do that, they don't know what to do. They're like, I don't know what to do. So
they're
so structured that, you know, it kind of like you could go to one show this year and go to another show next year, and it's almost like you watch the same show, because everything is based around the same rules. Not knocking it, because it's very beautiful, and it's very, you know, it's the base. Ballet is the base of all dance, I feel. I feel like if you have ballet in you, you basically can do anything, because the strength that it gives you and the flexibility it gives you, it's incredible. But it keeps you like stuck in one world. You know what I mean? Say what?
I said it keeps you, dancing period keeps you
young. It keeps you young, definitely. And when you meet people who've been dancing all their lives, you be like, oh my God, you still look like you're 20 years old. Because dance creates something in your body, and then people always talk about like endorphins or stuff like, or certain firm ones or whatever, those little things. It's almost like sex. It's like when you do certain things that you like that make you feel good, it produces certain things in your body. And those things they're relevant, you know, and the more you do it, the more you produce that, the better your body feels, the better you look.
Exactly.
That's it. You got people that want to knock dance and talk about dance, but then they sitting around drinking, smoking, acting stupid, being in all these crazy atmosphere, you know, always mad. So their body isn't producing anything good. So by the time they get 30 or 35, they look like they're 50, and they wonder why.
Exactly.
Like, that's why. So,
exactly.
Yeah,
well, Shane, you know, I don't know how much time we have left, Shane, but I would love to definitely, you know, bring you into the house world just so you can see and get to feel what we do. It's just, you know, it's just nothing but just music and love. As I mentioned, you know, when I say love, it's not like, you know, for those of you who hasn't seen the house world at all, not even by a bit, like, it's not, I'm not talking like orgy or anything. I'm talking about just one love, like, just one love. Everybody just, like, you know, even if you feel like you can't dance, if you're just there, you're just in the moment, and then you're just listening to this house music and you're seeing everybody groove, you're going to eventually just start dancing because it's very infectious. It's very infectious. You know, to this day, kind of like to stop the house subject for a bit, the thing that boggles my mind, Shane, is that I don't understand why there's not that many freestyle dancers. I'm like, what is so hard about freestyling? And then, you know, but then I'm forgetting I am myself. I'm not like other people, and other people are not like me. So when I asked them, you know, when I was teaching students and stuff like that, they're like, how do you dance like that? How do you move your body like that? And then my answer is always like, just be you. Don't think mm-hmm. about what anybody tells you. You know, just dance like you're the only person in the room. But what boggles my mind, Shane, is like I cannot fathom how people just don't know how to move freely. And,
I know. Well,
you know,
I'm going to tell
like
you this. Yeah, I'm going to tell you this. One of the things that stops that is because to make money nowadays, you have to be a choreographed dancer. You have
uh-huh.
to be able to pick up choreo. So the freestyle
right.
dancer kind of get left in the dirt. And it
yep.
makes me mad because when I used to audition for So You Think You Could Dance, and you audition in individuals, and you would go to these different cities and see these dudes freestyle and just murder the stage, have everybody standing
mm-hmm.
up. But because they can't do choreography, when it comes to the choreography
mm-hmm.
section, you never see them. So now most dancers are learning choreography. You see dancers nowadays, they're always in class. And I can't wait to bring something out or introduce something that has something to do with the freestyle dancer, the individual
yeah.
dancer that dances from his heart and his soul, and there's no choreography there. It's about
mm-hmm.
it's about ripping the stage and leaving everything that you feel and everything
mm-hmm.
that you've experienced on the floor. That's the show that we're missing, and hopefully one day somebody
right.
can wake up and say, yo, what about the individual that has something to say? Because
yeah.
a group always look good. You know, a group always
right.
look good. They might have whack choreography, but at the end of the day,
mm.
if you do something clean, you do something
in
yep. sync with like 10 people, it's going to always look good. But when you're
yep.
by yourself, you have
yep.
nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have nothing to rely on when you're by yourself but your heart and soul. And when
right.
you can bring somebody, when you can bring the stage to their feet by yourself, that's when you hot. That's America's best dancer. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the dancer. That's the dancer that I want to introduce to the world. And they tried to do it with So You Think You Could Dance, but everything gets so political. And by the end of that show, it was
mm-hmm.
America's favorite dancer. You know what I mean? And it
yeah.
kind of lost its lost its way. You know what I mean? But
exactly.
they tried, man. And hopefully we come back with something else that's similar to it, and we can get these individual solo freestylers back on point.
I know. And you know what? Speaking of the shows, America's Best Dance Crew, and So You Think You Can Dance, you know, I'm really saddened by the fact that, you know, they discontinued ABDC.
Right.
For sure. So I'm not really informed about So You Think You Can Dance. I'm not sure. Is that back on? Or
No. So You Think You Can Dance, I mean, America's Best Dance Crew is definitely canceled, and I think...
Right.
From what I hear, that this is the last season for
okay.
So You Think You Could Dance.
Wow.
And
that's
I'm
going
to
really
tell you
sad.
Something. Like today, when I leave here today, I'm heading up to Long Beach because Eazy-E and Buncha. Eazy, my boy Eazy got this show, man.
What
him
up,
and your boy Greg, they got this show called Step to the Mic, and it's about brothers that can flow, sisters that can flow, that rap for a living, that all they want to do is rap. And we tell them Step to the Mic, and I'm actually a judge on there. When one of the other judges
oh, cool.
is Ernie Singleton, and we have another judge, I can't remember his name, but I'm actually going to be meeting people today. This is going to be my first time on the set. They filmed yesterday, last week, a commercial teaser type thing. So today
mm-hmm.
I'm going to get to do my part. So it's going to
cool.
be dope. It's actually going to give, you know, rappers in L.A. all over the world the opportunity to show their stuff on a hot stage, you know what I mean, and be seen. And hopefully it leads to record deals, commercials, endorsements, and
yeah.
all that good stuff. So shout out to Eve for putting something like that together. Shout out to my boy
Eve.
Greg for putting it together. And bring it on. And Eve, real quick, Denise, how you say it?
Baquerfo.
Baquerfo.
Mm-hmm.
She said she knows you. When I
yeah,
told her I was
man.
Going to show today.
Yeah,
she was like, I know Eazy. He probably won't remember me. But yeah, he remembers everybody, so I'm sure he'll remember you, especially
yeah.
if he sees you. So
I hope he
shout
does.
Out to your boy.
Yes,
so, yeah.
Out, man. Okay, yeah, so okay, so
well, we're about to head out. I'm about to head out.
I appreciate your time. I definitely got to bring you into the house world and also the Jamaica. We haven't even touched base on the whole dance hall thing. They have that going on every Tuesday,
yeah.
Thursdays, and Sunday. We need to go.
Right. Hold
yeah.
on 1 second. I think somebody wants to call in and say something to you real quick. Call in 3120 and see what's up. Yo, it's
hi.
Your boy Shane Sparks. Welcome to Planet Dance. Who is this?
Hi, Shane. Hi. It's
hey,
Victoria.
What up?
Yeah,
who is this?
Victoria.
What's up, Victoria? Oh, you good? How you doing?
I'm going to actually send you the video of the class that I took.
Dope. All right. Well, look, I got one more caller on the line, so let me hit you right back. But send me that video, okay?
All right.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. Who this?
Hey, is it me?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, it's Christine. How are you?
Hi, Christine. I haven't heard from you in a while.
I know. I've been missing you.
I know. Man, you just disappeared on me. I was like, wow, okay. Every time I talk to you, look, every time I talk to you, say you're gonna tweet me, you're going to Facebook me. I never see nothing from you, so I still don't know who you are. So I think you're a ghost.
I'm not a ghost. I always hear you. Always in my heart. I have tweeted
that's
you. You didn't accept me.
Because I don't know who you are. You say you keep telling me Christina, and I swear I don't see that name. So I can't accept you if I don't see your name. What is it?
Christy One Love.
All right, say it one more time because they're about to cut me off.
Christy One Love.
Christy One Love. All right, send me another one. Are you sending it on Facebook or are you sending it on as a, Twitter?
I'm going to send both so that way you know you got it.
All right, send them both. And I'm both. All right, girl. It's good to hear from you. I got like probably 20 seconds left on the show, and they're going to just cut us off. But it's good to hear from you. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Yes.
All right, girl. I'll talk to you later.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Me.
Okay. Hey, yo, check it out. So, me, Venice, say your last name again.
Venice Bacuerfo, looking up on
okay.
Facebook.
How can we get in contact with you real quick? Because they're about to cut us off in like 10 seconds.
Okay, just look me up on Facebook, VeniceBacuerfo, as in Frank O, Venice Bacuerfo on Facebook, and we'll go from there.
That's what's up. And tell them about that club that's happening tonight.
Oh, the club that's happening tonight, that's actually a warehouse club. This is something that like only the real dancers should know about. You actually don't even know about the location until 2 hours before the event. So it's invite only, and then it happens every 1 to 6 months or something. So that's where I'd like to invite you later on.
All right. Well, I hope y'all got that. We got to go.
Yeah. Thank
My
you,
name
Shane.
Is Dave Park. You're very welcome. Thanks for coming on today.
I appreciate you.
Yeah. Hey, let's get it.
Thank you.
Finally, we have a radio show dedicated to the dance world. Thank you, Shane.